It was perhaps in the nature of things that the highest profile case since the O.J. Simpson trial would generate a bidding war among federal and local authorities for the first crack at the sniper case.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Whether the competition for media fame and political fortune served the interest of justice is another matter. The day after the arrest last Thursday, Montgomery County in Maryland was the first to enter murder charges, followed by other jurisdictions. Then the federal government intervened in the person of Prosecutor Thomas DiBaggio, demanding custody of the suspects. The squabble was not only unseemly, but according to investigators quoted by the New York Times, interrupted an interrogation of a talkative John Allen Mohammed. DiBaggio today denied that Mohammed had given any useful information in a day-long interrogation. Attorney General John Ashcroft, just back from a trip to China, moved swiftly to take control of the situation. A lot of the argument about who should conduct the first trial centers on who is best able to deliver the death penalty. The Justice Department is at a disadvantage there because there is no federal murder statute. Ashcroft finessed that problem by invoking the 1946 Hobbs Act, which permits the death penalty in cases where murder is used to commit extortion. This law was intended as a weapon against organized crime. Although Mohammed demanded $10 million late in the game, there is some question whether extortion can be sustained as a significant motive for the murders. Ashcroft said he's not yet decided where the first trial should be held. That decision lies within his authority in a situation where there are overlapping state, local, and federal interests. But arguments about the death penalty, about the physical custody of the accused, about the scene of the first trial that could advance the ambitions of prosecutors, do not augur well for the swift and dignified delivery of justice that victim families, indeed this whole region, are hoping for. This is Daniel Shore.